Life is a journey. What's your story? Radio St. Pete Insider welcomes today a creative couple who are in love with downtown St. Pete and everything about the beach. Ron Goldstein, also known as the Beach House Guy, has been a talent on the stage for 40 years. He's played a lot of different characters. He was the skipper in Gilligan's Island, and he also is Roy LaCroix in Polyester, a nostalgic review of the 70s hits. His wife, Dr. Dory, and yes, she is a doctor. Dr. Dory Designs, she does the most incredible jewelry. She is going to be at Mainsail. You will see her at art shows all over the state of Florida. Welcome, Dr. Dory and Ron.
Thank you.
Hi, Nanette.
It's great to be here. Thanks for including us.
Ron, start with you. Tell us a little bit about your journey to move from Chicago to here and your adventure as an actor and a singer.
We had always wanted to do something warmer, coastal, and my wife turns to me and said, now's the time, because she was about to, this was about 10 years ago prior, and I had to also, like Dory had to find her community after she retired, I had to find my community, and it has always been in the theater. I've been on stage for about 40-plus years, and I found Gulfport Theater Company, and I got cast as the male lead in this original musical comedy and got to tap dance in 4-inch heels to my dead wife. That was very fun. I started since I was 6 years old, and I'm very fortunate, listed with a couple different agents down here, so I do get some commercial gigs as well. And our favorite thing that we're doing right now is, like I said, do Fest of Florida Singers, which is kind of bringing nostalgic entertainment in a theater-to-go format. So not only we do this Polyester Please show, which is going to be April 25th at Cage Brewing, everybody. We also, during the holiday times, do caroling as well. And this is my buddy Stacy's company, who was in Gilligan's Island, as it turns out, with me.
Yes, and, you know, it was fun to see you parade around in heels, especially since you're really flip-flop people. Dr. Dory, my
yes,
darling
Nanny.
Friend, your heart has always been divided between art and science. You lived in San Diego, where I came from, for a
that's
while.
Right, that's
Tell
right.
Tell us a little bit about your career as a research immunologist and pediatrician and the joy of jewelry.
Well, what's interesting, I was doing a fellowship at Scripps in San Diego and discovered the bead district there as a hobby, where it was beautiful glass beads, and I used to string them on fisherman's nylon and then make a knot and take a match and singe it so that it would form a nice little ball, and I'd wear a necklace. Since then, I decided that research wasn't going to be just what I wanted to do, so I went back to medical school, went back to Chicago, and then, you know, formally went on to be a pediatrician. I still loved the whole jewelry thing. The art is my mom's soul, and the science was my dad's, and so I always got that combination of both of them. So I think medicine did feed my soul in certain ways, but certainly art and jewelry making is my heart.
You have been collecting gemstones.
I
kind of call you like a gem hunter.
Yes,
and, she is.
And semi-precious beads and all of that. Tell us a little bit about the story that you create with your jewelry.
Well, what's interesting, because I can tell you for the most part where I have gotten many of them. I've been collecting them for years. My parents lived in Manhattan, and there was a bead district there, and I met someone who was a lovely gentleman, and I would call him when I was coming into Chicago, from Chicago, and say, hey, are you going to be around? I need to make a little trip and visit you. And he would go through and he'd describe, you know, what items were good. I could tell which ones came from India because they had a tassel, what they meant to him. And so I've collected them over the years, and I still have those for 20-some-odd years. Now it's certain colors that mean things to me. They flash me back into things that my mother loved. You know, she would say, oh, this looks good with this. Why don't you try it? Because I was always playing in her jewelry box. And as an aside, my mother, who I look so much like, would come to my jewelry shows when I was in St. Pete and in Sarasota, where they lived at the time. And she said, don't say hi, Mom, when I come up. Just treat me like a customer.
Right.
I'm like, we're the spinning image, but you've got the curly red hair and mine is brown. So I would pretend and say, I won't say hi, Mom. She goes, I'll buy these earrings from you. I said, okay, Mom.
And the bling boy goes with you.
Oh, of course. I have to create a character. So when I started helping Dory, setting up the tent and taking down, I stay for a little bit and I become bling boy and I wear some of her jewelry and bling boy.
I offer Ron out as a model. I said, if you don't want to try this on yourself, bling boy can model them for you.
It's very fun. I've shot some very funny videos for her too.
Well, what's amazing is the two of you have been together for how many years?
27.
And your life has been full of going to the theater, going to concerts. I mean, mm-hmm. every time I talk to you, it's Mrs. Doubtfire tonight.
Right.
So you're a huge enthusiast. What have you seen this year at the theater that and music that has most inspired you?
Well, that's more a question for you because you're the musical guy. I'm going as a tag along, and then some of them I truly, truly enjoy.
So yeah, almost everything. I mean, we see probably 2 to 3 shows a month. If I'm not in them, I'm seeing them. So something that's inspired me this year, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Well,
it's the
beginning of 2024.
It's the beginning, yeah.
Right, right. Well, you'll have to listen to Matthew McGee about the Free Fall Theater season that's coming up.
I got to Nanette perform on Free Fall stage. Last minute, they were doing Angels and Pirates. I think you remember this, which is a variety show. And the two people that I was supposed to sing with from another show that I was doing got COVID. So they were out. And then the director asked me if my polyester please could do like a 12-minute snippet because that's how long the segment was. So I got to perform this year on Freefall stage, and that to me was a highlight for me, was doing that because the response from the audience was amazing.
You know what is interesting? You brought up Freefall. Matthew McGee was in, was it about James Beard?
James Beard Show.
That really struck me. I mean, it might not have been 2024, but it did strike me.
Yeah, I agree.
I love that, too. And, Dora, you're going to be in Delray on April 12th, and you made Mainsail Art Festival.
Yes, I'm so proud excited. I have tried before, and not yet, and now I was excited and proud. It's a great downtown art scene that we have in St. Pete. It's a beautiful area. It's such a well-known show. And what I have found with the artist community is people are so helpful and kind. And especially in this area, the very first time I did a show, St. Pete Beach, which was very fun, Ron had COVID, you know, of course, last minute. And I pulled up and the guy who was directing helped me unload my car. I said, my husband has COVID. He usually does this. And then I'm struggling to open my tent. Mm-hmm. And the woman next to me comes up and says, do you need some help? And I said, oh, please. And they just helped me set up right away. It was the first time I was doing this, and it was supposed to be a two-person operation. So people have just been very kind.
And you've become great friends. We've become great friends with them. We call them the Kearney crowd because they all go from one show to the next show.
And so we do see them in different spots in Florida, but it was just we're excited because they'll be in Mainsail as well. And that's Mainsail is such a huge and well-known show.
It's internationally known, so that's April 20th through the 22nd. I want to talk to you a little bit as archaeologists and anthropologists mm-hmm. of downtown St. Pete. So what are some of the places? I know you like Seesaw. Tell us a little bit about, you're always discovering something.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about where you like to go.
We also like to go to Big Catch, which is completely different. Seesaw is when we want a little bit more of our urban vibe. Mm-hmm. And what is lovely about it is they make it their job, the servers and the executive chef, Chef Margaret, to know the people that come in. And we'll sit down. And I came with a friend. I usually come with Ron and oftentimes with my father, my Vietnam vet, not Vietnam.
Who's 90? Oh, 90 what?
96.
Herb. 96. Yeah. The amazing Herb. We love you, Herb.
We call him Happy Hour Herb.
Happy Hour Herb. He does know all the happy hours.
He does. So I sit down and then he puts a martini, Manhattan down next to me. And I'm like, I'm looking at him. He goes, well, isn't Ron coming with you? I said, oh, I'm meeting a friend today. So, you know, it's like you're known there. On the flip side, a place like Big Catch is on the marina, it's water. It's why we live in St. Pete because, you know, we don't live in a big city anymore. We live in a smaller city. And so we always say we eat atmosphere always. And not necessarily just the food.
Yeah, like we love Top of the Canopy downtown.
Yeah.
We love Explore. Like American Stage. So I will audition there. I've auditioned once in the last couple of years. I will audition there again. I can't wait to see Beauty and the Beast. We're seeing it on Sunday night.
It's going
to
be fabulous.
We have such
it?
A great... rich culture, and like we met first before anybody, the father of modern glass here, you know, Duncan McClellan, and so we became friends with he and his wife and been to a studio many times, and he is the father of St. Pete glass, you know, he created
and internationally famous.
Very we saw him when we lived in Chicago in mm-hmm. the big one of a kind art show in Chicago. He was there and we're like,
and sofa
too. We recognized you.
Well, and I met you at St. Pete Life magazine 7 years ago. Beth Ann Drake and I were talking mm-hmm. about this at our opening party when
That's
Steve
right.
Westfall
oh yeah
still had
yeah.
The old 400
restaurant,
beach,
400 beach
right 400 beach. Ron,
yes,
what would you love to play? I know the answer to this.
Oh, you already know the answer. Come on, the dream role.
But share this. Yeah,
Tevye, no question. Tevye and Javert, because twice professionally. Oh, people know Tevye is Fiddler on the Roof, and Javert is Les Mis. Tevye made callbacks twice in Chicago, professional theater companies for Tevye. I was the second man in, so it was very frustrating. Down here, I haven't seen any of them do that. So.
Well, you and Matthew McGee will have to have a Tevye.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. In a heartbeat.
Give us a little.
This is me, Diana.
Okay, give us a little.
If I were a rich man.
Zabar's is calling. Dory, yes. What are you working with now as far as gems? What's speaking to you? And tell me a story about people who have bought your jewelry.
Those
you
are
and
the best.
Yes.
Those are the best. You know, I do it because I love creating. I don't just sell online because that's not interpersonal. I love working with people. And so I love hearing their stories. I put up a story about myself about retiring and doing this. And so it always creates a lot of conversation. And so I get to find out about them and why they're searching for something. Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been working with more freshwater pearls because people seem to gravitate to it. They're light. We talk about why. One of my favorite stories was in a Sarasota show. A little 10-year-old girl, right before Mother's Day, comes up and she says, "Oh, your earrings are so beautiful. You don't even see them in Publix." And I'm like, no. And she goes, "I want to buy something for my mother. How much are they?" So I tell her, she goes, "That's more than I want to spend. I don't have that money." I go, "How much do you have?" She goes, "I have $10. I said, "Let's pick a pair of earrings for your mother."
And isn't that awesome?
She'll have them for Mother's Day. So I didn't know her father was one of the artists. So she goes, "I have to get my dad for the money." And he comes running up. And I explain what the earrings really were. And he's like, "This is going to be the best Mother's Day ever."
Yeah.
So
delivering babies and then delivering one good experience.
Oh, yeah.
One beautiful experience at a time. This is Ron Goldstein, Dr. Dory Designs. We love you guys. We look forward to your next show, Cage Brewing, April 25th. Roy LaCroix.
Roy LaCroix bringing it to you live and real from 95.5 FM out of Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God, with a disco wig on, honest to God. Thank you so much for being on Radio
Thank you for
CP.
Having
Thank
us.
You.
It's been a joy.
Thanks, Annette.
Thank you.